The last week or so, we've been discussing the sugya and Rav Kuf Yates Amid Beis. We mentioned yesterday that there are two days, two lishonos in the Gemara, whether Emaftir and Afra Pesach Afikoman applies to matzah as well. Is there an inyan not to eat after eating the matzah Safikoman? We paskin like the first lashon that yes, that one is not supposed to eat anything. Oh, sorry.
Sometimes I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, let's turn the video on. For the benefit of the Zoom cover. Shalom Aleichem, Zoom cover. Welcome back. It's good to see you all. Okay, Rabosa. Thank you for telling me that.
Okay. So we paskin that Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman, that one is not supposed to eat, Lefi Shmuel, paskin like Shmuel, one is not supposed to eat after the Matzah of the Afikoman. Why is that? So we mentioned that there's actually a Machlokas to Rashbam in the Rosh, what's the Matzah of the Afikoman coming to represent? The Rashbam says it's Keneged, the Matzah Hanachelas Ima Pesach, the Matzah that was eaten together with the Korban Pesach, and the Rosh says that it's connected to the Korban Pesach itself. It's a zecher to the Korban Pesach itself. So according to the Rashbam, that it's connected to the matzah that was nechal with the Korban Pesach. So the reason why you're not supposed to eat anything afterwards is because we don't want to be ma'abed the time of the matzah. We don't want to be ma'abed the time of the matzah, since that's the ikar chovas matzah, he says. It's the ikar matzah that's coming for the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore, we don't want to lose that time. We want that time to remain with us as we leave the Seder. According to the Rosh, it's more obvious. Aside from that idea that we want to leave the Seder with the time of the Korban Pesach, it's also that Pesach is Nechal Al Asova. Pesach has to be eaten when you're satisfied. Yerushalmi says that it's a gzeira to Shvias Etzem v'Pesach. So if the Matzah Safikoman is Keneged the Korban Pesach itself, if it's Zechal HaPesach, so then of course you're not allowed to eat anything after that Matzah, just like you wouldn't be able to eat anything after the Pesach either. We pointed out that the minig is to actually have two kezesim, keneged both, keneged the Rashbam and the Rosh, so that we'll have it zecher to the matzah that was nechal in HaPesach and zecher to the Pesach. And then we started to discuss what the nafkamina might be between the two shittas. We mentioned that the Rosh seems to feel that the nafkamina would be whether you're supposed to do a korech with matzah safikoman. If you hold that the matzah safikoman is the ikar matzah, so then lechora, if it's Keneged the matzah that was nechal with the Korban Pesach, so then lechora, you should have to do korech with that. But if you hold it zechal Pesach, says the Rosh, then we understand why you're not being korech with mara, you're not being matbil into charoses, because the Korban Pesach didn't have the korech; it was the matzah of the Korban Pesach that had that korech. So we discussed, is it really true, according to the Rashbam, that you would have to do a korech? We mentioned one sheet in the Torah, and then we discussed the Bach. The Bach says, no, that it's really not enough nafkamina. Even the Rashbam would say that there's no need to have a korech with the matzah safikoman, because the mara and the charoses are only midrabbanan to begin with, so since you started the mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of motzi matzah, so you can just do the korech there. There's no need to put the korech at the end with the matzah safikoman. This was the give and take that we had last time. We ended with a question on the Rambam. This whole discussion whether you need to be tovel the matzah safikoman into charoses or not, dependent perhaps on the Rashbam and the Rosh. The problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that we're tovel all mitzvah sachil of the Seder night into charoses. So it shouldn't matter whether you started the mitzvah of matzah earlier or this is the ikar mitzvah of matzah. It doesn't really matter. You should have to, if this is a mitzvah sachilah, it could be a mitzvah sachila derabbana, but the reality is, if it's a mitzvah sachila, zecher to the matzah that was nechal with the Korban Pesach, or zecher to the Korban Pesach, why should you have to be tovel the matzah safikoman into charoses, no matter what it is? The Rambam is doch a pella. You know this Rambam. We've touched on many aspects of this Rambam throughout the year. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah and Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, writes, he happens to hold that you eat a kezayis for karpas. By karpas, the Rambam says, you tovel into charoses. And then later, he says, he says, V'achakach Korech matzu mar ka'achas matalo b'charosis. In Korech, he says, yimatalo b'charosis. Then the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Ches, he continues, b'zman hazeh, she'ein sham korban, she'ein sham korban, achas she'mevarech ha'motzi lechem, chozim mevarech ala chilas matzah, u'metabel matzah b'charosis, v'ochal. The Rambam says that yimatabel not only the Korech in t'charosis. You know, you could have said if he only mentioned it by Korach, so he's talking about the Morah there. You have Morah with Matzah, so you have to be told with the Morah and the Charosah, so that's why there's a Tibul b'Charosah. But no, the Rambam says, Bizman Hazeh, that we're going to eat the Matzah by itself, you metabel the Matzah b'Charosah, v'ochal. The Rambam says that you tovel all the mitzvahs achila, and he goes further. Of course, he's metabel the Morah, mentions he's metabel the Morah and the Charosah. He's tovel everything into Charosah. And yet by the Afikoman, he says, V'achakach, this is in Perek Ches Halacha Tes, V'achakach nimshach besuda, V'ochel kol mashu rotze lechol, V'shoseh kol mashu rotze lishtos, V'achrona ochel mebesar pesach, Afilu kizayis, in a toim achar of kulum. Klal. You eat a piece of korban pesach, bezman shebeis amidash kayim, and you're not toim after it at all. Le maftir nachar pesach Afikoman. What's missing? Charosas. Right, he doesn't say anything about the charosis. So b'zman hazeh ochel kezayis matzah v'notoyim acharei klum. Kedei sheyia hefzik sudosu v'tam b'sar pesach or matzah v'fiv sh'achilosam hi ha-mitzvah. The Rambam mentions the din of Afikoman, but he leaves out the tibul b'charosis completely. Why? Why does the Rambam leave out the tibul b'charosis? The Rambam says that everything that you eat on the Seder night, you're supposed to be tovel into charosis. So why by Afikoman does he leave it out? It's a glaring omission in the Rambam. The Rav wanted to suggest that the answer to the Rambam, why by Afikoman he leaves out Charosis, really lies in a previous halacha, halacha Zayin. The Rambam, when he's talking Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam, talks about Achilas Korban Pesach. He says, Achar Kach Mevorech, Shekirishan Mitzosav Tzivanu, Al Achilas HaZevach, Mochem Nibesar Chagigas Yudalit. Then he makes a bracha on Achilas HaPesach. He talks about whether Birchas HaPesach is Poter Shal Zevach or not, but there's no mention of Charosis over there. When it comes to eating from the Chagiga, there's no Charosis. When it comes to eating from Korban Pesach, there is no Charosis. Why not? It's not just Afikoman that the Rambam leaves Charosis out. The Rambam leaves Charosis out from Chagiga and Korban Pesach as well. Why? It's up the road, because what's the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, Achilas Chagiga? It's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Achilas Kodshim. And we know by Achilas Kodshim, there's a din lemoshcha legedula, that you have to eat the Kodshim in an ofen, in a way of gedula, of chashivus. Chashivus, where you're showing a chashivus for the Achilas HaKodshim. Now, if you're going to be tovel the Kodshim into charosis, what are you doing? If you're being tovel into charosis, then you're mixing metaphors here, so to speak. The charosis is echelatid. It's a different inyan. Right? Even if you say charos is mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan zeich letit. It has nothing to do with kodesh. So if you're going to be tovel the chagiga and the korban pesach into charos, it'll be a bittel of the din lemoshcha. It'll be a bittel of the chashivus of achilas kodeshim. It's not just the din in korban pesach. The chagiga also you can't be tovel into the charos. The din lemoshcha legedula applies to all achilas kodeshim. You have to eat it both and shel chashivus. So you can't be tovel that into charosis, because the tibul b'charosis will be pogim in the din l'moshcha that you have by achilas kodshim. Dr. Rav, that's the nekuda, that's the answer to our question. Why does the Rambam leave out tibul b'charosis when it comes to eating afikoman, to matzas afikoman? It's because the Rambam holds like the Rosh, said the Rav. The Rambam holds like the Rosh that the matzas afikoman is a zecha to the Pesach. If he holds like the Rosh, that's a zecha to the Pesach, then we understand why he leaves out the tibul b'charosis. Because the Rambam l'shitasa holds that by achilas chagig and achilas korban Pesach, he also can't be tovel in b'charosis, because it would be a bittel of l'mashcha. So if the matzah afikoman is connected to Pesach, then the same din applies to the afikoman. He can't be tovel in b'charosis. It's like a shtick korban Pesach. It's like a piece of korban Pesach. So if the din l'moshcha would be misvatel, if you tovel the korban pesach itself into charosis, then the same halacha applies to the matzah safikoman. that you can't be tovel and tacharosis because the din lamoshcha legedula would be nullified. It would be negated if you were to dip the matzah safikoman into charosis. This idea can help explain another Rambam as well. The Rambam continues there in Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid. The Rambam mentions the halacha that we had from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf. Someone who falls asleep in the middle of the Suda, it's an interesting lashon. For our purposes, let's assume he means the middle of the Afikom, not the middle of the Shulchan Aruch before. But there's a discussion in the Achronim, it's not so clear. The Rambam says that if Yoshem B'soch HaSuda, let's say that means that you fell asleep in the middle of eating the Afikoma, it says the Rambam, you're not Chozer V'Ochel. That's it, you can't eat anymore. That's like the Mishnah, Yashnu Mektsasan, so if near demu, he said, Rabbi Yossi says near demu, if you fall asleep completely, even if he's a yachid, so then he can't continue eating. So Frek derived, Zot derived, Omer Avraham, Im Pesach haya ochel, vuhu yachidi, eno chosev ochel. Nicha, if you're talking about the carbon Pesach, then I hear you, says derived. If it's a carbon Pesach, of course you're not chosev ochel, mishum hesach hadas. Because it didn't kodshim, you can't be Messiah Das in the kodshim. Hesach Hadas passes the kodshim. So if it's Karban Pesach, then I hear, if you fall asleep in the middle of eating the Karban Pesach, so then you can't continue eating. Because it's Nifsel Behesach Hadas. If you fall asleep, obviously, you're not thinking of the Karban Pesach. There's a lapse of attention. It could become Tomei. So then you're certainly not going to be able to eat, because the Karban is Nifsel. But in Loa Yosham Pesach is up the Ravid, Noto Yadav Mavarich, etc. If there's no Karban Pesach, eating Matzah Vikama, so Vos Yishlach, what's the problem? What's so bad? So you fell asleep in the middle, but it's not the Karban Pesach. It's not the Karban Pesach, then there's no problem. The whole psul, Ravid is learning the psul of Yoshnu Mektsosam, of Nirdimu, is a psul Hesach Hadas, that applies to Pesach. Doesn't apply to Matzah. Doesn't apply to Matzah, he says. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam is talking Bizman Azeh. He's not talking Bizman Shabbos and Minish Kayim. This is a parak where he talks about both Bizman Shabbos and Minish Kayim and Bizman Azeh, but if he doesn't mention that he's talking Bizman Dafka, Bizman Shabbos and Minish Kayim, then he's even talking Bizman Azeh. He's talking when you're eating matzah for the Afikom. So why does the Rambam say there's a problem of Shaina? Why does the Rambam say that you're not Chozer V'Ochel if you're Yosh in the middle? It's up to Rav. The Rambam is L'shitoso. Because the Rambam holds that Matzah Savikoman is a Zecha to the Pesach, so he says, even if you're right, Ravid, even if you assume that the problem of Shein is because of Hesach Hadas, you have that problem by the Matzah Savikoman too, because it's Zecha to Pesach. Rambam could be holding like the Rosh, that Afikoman is Zecha to Pesach, and if it's Zecha to Pesach, so then this problem of Shein will apply not just to the Pesach, but to the Matzah Savikoman. Which Bemis is what the Rashbam said. If you recall, the Rashbam on Kuf Chaf, he didn't learn like the Ravid. How did the Rashbam learn? What's the problem of Yashnu Mektsasa, Nirdemu? What's the problem? Not a problem of Hesach Hadas, but rather a problem of what? Not a Hesach Hadas problem, but rather it's a problem of what? Of what? Achila, yeah, Rafa? Achila Mishnah and Komos, exactly, get all the... But it's the Zelbazach, because Achila B'Shnei Mekomos is a problem in Karban Pesach. So what does the Rashbam say? The word, the Nami B'Matzah, it applies to Matzah too. But why? Why? Zok the Rashbam, why? Because Matzah Avikoman is Zech LePesach, Havida LePesach, Havida KePesach, he says. Which we said was interesting, because Rashbam and Kuf Yutez doesn't learn like that. The Rashbam and Kuf Yutez says the Matzah Avikoman is connected to Matzah that was Nechal Ima Pesach. Tashai. I don't know what the answer to that question is. I didn't see anyone talking about it. It's a pellet. Why does the Rashbam change? Not sure. But the Rashbam had to say that, because if it's only connected to the matzah that was Nechal Ima Pesach, so why should Dine Pesach, why should Dine Karban Pesach apply to the matzah? This specific halacha of Achilu B'Shnei Mekomos, why should that apply to the matzah too? So comes the Rashbam and says, no, it's Avida Zechel Pesach. Avida Zechel Pesach, it has Dine Pesach. The MS, that's what the Rambam would say too. It doesn't matter whether you're learning the problem is Achila B'Shnei Mekomos, or the problem is Hesach Hadas, like the Ravid. You're saying it's a Din in Karban Pesach. So how can the Rambam say that this halacha applies even to Matzah? The answer is, he holds like the Rosh, it's Zeichel Pesach. the Zechel of Pesach, then even halachas that apply to the Korban Pesach will apply to the matzah of the Afikoman as well. Okay, this concludes the sugya of Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman. Now we have to move to the next issue. There's so many tentacles to this sugya, so many different parts to the sugya. Such a beautiful sugya, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Until now, we've spoken about eating after the Afikoman, eating after the Korban Pesach. But we haven't spoken about drinking. Is it mutter to drink after the Afikoman? It's just an eating thing? It's a big discussion, what you can't eat. We talked about whether it's really a machlokes, amarayim, or maybe it's they're all the same, it's just whatever kinuach suda you have. But that's all in terms of eating. So what's with drinking? Can you drink after the Afikoman or not? So this actually is mentioned by the Rishonim earlier in the parak. We didn't do that tostis when we were doing Kuf Yud Zayin on the page, because until you do Kuf Yud Tes and you really understand what's going on in the sugya, it's not a meaningful tostis. There's so much, you're going to be missing so much from the tostis. So that's why we had to first do the sugya on Kuf Yud Tes on the page. Now we can pedal back to be mashlim the sugya on Kuf Yud Zayin on the page that we were learning before Yom Kippur. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Beis says, "Mazgulo koshlishi mevarech al mazono, revi gomar lov esahala, va'omar lov birchas hashim." So koshlishi we know is on birchas hamazon, kos revi is on halal, and you say birchas hashir as well. We talked about that. Yehalalucha, nishmas kol chai. And then the Mishnah says, "Ben akosos halal emrotzu lishtos yishte." Between the first two kosos, you can drink. Ben shlishi l'revi lo yishte. Between the third and fourth, you don't drink. Can't drink any other wine, let's say, other kosos. But between the first two, then you can drink. This is the Mishnah. So comes Tosis and he says like this. Revi Omer Lov Halal Agadol. Revi Omer Lov Halal Agadol. That's already not our gears to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Revi Omer Gomer Lov Esahalam. Interesting. Okay. But says Tosfos, Revi Garcinan Velo Garcinan Chamishi. What a madness, right? Did you see Tosfos saying, Revi Garcinan Velo Garcinan Shishi O Shvi? Okay, it says Revi in the Mishnah. Well, what do you? Apparently, there was a girsa floating around, Chamishi. So we'll see. The Rosh had such a girsa. The Rif had such a girsa. Not Poshim. So the first comment of Tosfos is that it says Revi in the Mishnah, doesn't say Chamishi. Obviously, we're going to have to understand. What's this kos chamishi? You know, we've only heard of dalet kosos. We didn't hear of the chamishi. So what is this kos? It's a chiyuv to do kos chamishi? I don't think most of us did kos chamishi over Yom Tov. Right? Is it a chova? Is it not a chova? How do we paskin? Is it a rishus? There's a lot to talk about in kos chamishi. But let's hold on there. The Harav Yosef tov elem shekosa besidro kim olishtos mayim ikones in cholahu o istanis. The boy mishti achamra mishum ones lomer b'chamishi halal godol yishtanis. Kema. What just happened? Zok Tosfos, according to the Rav Yosef Tovelem, who says in his siddur, what does he say? He says poetry. Kima lishtos mayim yikones imcholahu o istanis. He can drink a little bit of water. Kima, a little bit of water he can drink if he's a chola, if he's not feeling well, or he's an istanis, he's sensitive. But it sounds like the Rav Yosef Tovelem says he's not allowed to drink more than water. Right? If he's a chol, he can drink water. The boy mishti achamra, let's say he wants to drink wine, mishum ones, he feels pressed to drink wine. He hasn't had enough wine yet, so he wants to have more wine. Obviously, this is talking in their times that they drank wine regularly, so he feels a little thirsty. Lomar b'chamishi halala godo yishtane. So then he should gird himself to say halala godo on a kos chamishi. Rav Yosef Tovelem is clearly assuming there is such a concept as kos chamishi, but it depends. It depends on the circumstance. If you feel like you want to have another kos of yayin, then he says you can do it on a kos chamishi. Say the halal gadol on a kos chamishi. Obviously, this means that before you had the kos revi, before you said the first part of halal, you knew you wanted a fifth cup. Because the way we say it, we would say the halal with the halal gadol. You wouldn't have a halal gadol to say on a kos chamishi. So it must be that you feel thirsty. You're afraid you might want to drink later. So you say the regular halal on the kos revi. And then you'll say a halal gadol on the kos chamishi. That's what he suggests. So in fact, Tosfos Taima, Kevan Sha'osa Lishto, since Rabbi Yosef Tovelam says that it's also to drink. What do you mean it's also to drink? It's also to drink. Well, he just told you that if you're a choler, you're an istanis, then you could drink water. But if you're not a choler or an istanis, it sounds like the Rabbi Yosef Tovelam is asking you even to drink water. You can't drink at all if you're not a choler or an istanis. So Kevan Sha'osa Lishto's Ech Tiknu Kos Chamishi. Ha'arba kosos tikna v'lo chamishi. How can the Rav Yosef Tovelam say that you can drink a kos chamishi if he asks you to drink? So then, where's the kos chamishi? Arba kosos tiknu chacham. What, you can add a kos chamishi and say halal gadol on kos chamishi? What's the Rav Yosef Tovelam saying? V'chein masha osa lishtos afilo mayim, and that which the Rav Yosef Tovelam also asks water. Meaning, if you're not a chola or a or an istanis, he can't even drink water. What's he saying? Halo mevatli tamatza. Water's not going to be mevatli tamatza, so why should there be an issur to drink water? Dafilu achra pesach lo osa lekamon rak mine michla, avu mine mishti, afilu yayin lo matzinan lesa. Says Tosfos, look at the Gemara and Kuf Yutes Amud Beis. Em after an achra pesach afikoman, you're not allowed to eat after the Karban Pesach. What can't you eat? Gemara talks about mine michla, different things. Or diloy goes laila abba, kloyos vegozim. This is all mine michla. No one said that mine mishti is a problem. No one said that you can't drink after the afikoma. What's the Rav Yosef Tovelam saying that it's usur to drink if you're not a chola? It's tachpile ployim, he says. Avo mine mishti afilu yayin lo matzin an lesa. We don't find that that's usur. It shouldn't be mevatel the time of the afikom. The hodam ben shlishi larvi lo yishta ay. But Tosfos says, I know it says between the third and the fourth cup you shouldn't drink. So there is some kind of an issur shtia. Mefarish b'yusham shlo yishtakev shlo yichal lomar halel. Now that's a problem that we're afraid to get drunk from drinking wine between the third and the fourth course, and then you won't say halel. Who mentioned that? That drinking between the third and the fourth course would be is a problem because then you might get drunk and you won't say halal. Who, which Rishon said that? A new hand? I see a hand in the back. No. From the rush, before the rush, I'm saying in past year, Makiva. The Balamor! And the Balamor said that the whole problem of drinking between the third and the fourth course is so that you shouldn't get drunk so you won't forget to say Hallel. That the Balamor wanted to connect that to the Isser Achila after the Karban Pesach. We don't want the Tama Pesach to be lost, because if you lose the Tama Pesach, then you might forget to say Hallel. But as long as the Tama of the Karban Pesach is in your mouth, then you'll remember to say Hallel. So says Tosfos, that has nothing to do with an Isser Shtia. You're allowed to drink after the Afikoman. Just when can't you drink after the Afikoma? When? Before Hala, but after Hala, Lavada, you can drink. There's no issur to drink. What's the Rav Yosef Tovelam saying? Is an issur shtia of Yayin, even of Mayim? Why? It's not Mavato, the time of the Matzah. And the fact that you can't drink between the third and the fourth coast, that's because we're afraid that you'll be Mishtaker. You might get drunk, you won't say Hala, but after Hala, Lavada, it's Mutter. Says Tosfos, every shtiyah should be mutter. Yayin should be mutter, mayim should be mutter, all should be mutter. Chim posak Rabbeinu Shmuel lekamon, the kol shtiyah muteres. Chim posak Rabbeinu Shmuel lekamon. The Rashbam paskins later on that all shtiyah is muteres. Yayin is mutter, mayim is mutter, even yayin is mutter, zok the Rashbam. Which Rashbam? Who Rashbam? What are you talking about? That's the Rashbam at the end of the Gemara, Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. The Kaimel and Nami Kerav Yochanan the Omer the Ain Ochlan Achamatzas Chova Shabachron Aklum the Lo Levatel Tamatzah Mine. Paskin is you're not allowed to eat anything after the Matzah Safikoman. Zok the Rashbam Avol Shtiyas Yayin Lo Mevatla Lei the Shtiya Lo Mevatla Achila Mine. But Shtiyas Yayin is Mutter, says the Rashbam. Not just Mayim, even Yayin is Mutter after the Afikoman, because it's not Mevatla the time of the Afikoman, so there's no problem. The whole problem of achil is to be mevatel the time. The problem of shtiyah should also be a problem of bitl atam. Zokter Rashbam, shtiyah is not mevatel the time. Not shtiyah mayim, not shtiyah yayim. No shtiyah is mevatel the time. So there's no issur. It's perfectly mutter. Adds Tosas afilu lufi amafarshim ben shlishi lervi lo yishtesh leivapel tamatza. Says even according to those mafarshim who maybe would argue with the Rashbam and say that the isa shtiyah between kol shlishi and kol revi is because of bittel tamatza. Maybe they'll say that yayin is mevatel the time of the matza, and that's the nature of the isa. The isa to drink between the third and the fourth kos is not because you're going to get drunk and you're not going to say halal. No, because it's mevatel the time of the matza, and therefore you can't even drink wine after the halal, because you'll be mevatel the time of the matzah. It's not just between the third and the fourth kos. Mikol makom b'mayim lo mayri ela b'yayin. Dumya d'bein rishon l'sheni, says Tosus. But they're still not talking about mayim. They're talking only about yayin. The Rashbam would say even yayin is mutter after halel, because it's not mevatel the time of the matzah. Only achila is mevatel the time of the matzah. Comes Tosus and says, maybe some of Farshim would claim that shtia can also be mevatel the time of the matzah, but that's only yayin. It's not mayim. It doesn't go that far. Why is it only yayin? Well, what did the Mishnah say? Between the first and the second, you can drink. Between the third and the fourth, you can't drink. What are they talking about between first and second? The chiddush is that you can drink another kos, a kos of yayin. So between the first two, you can drink another kos of yayin. Between the third and the fourth, you can't drink a kos of yayin. But there's no issa to drink mayim after the afikoma. Dumya de bein rishon l'sheni yishta de mari b'yayin ki echad enigre lelibe ki daminan le'el. Gemara earlier says that drinking an extra kos of yayin will whet your appetite. Don't try this at home. I don't know. I don't fully understand it. But again, they were living in a different time. Right? They drank wine like water. So the Gemara says that somehow drinking more wine will whet your appetite. That's between the first two. There's no issa shtia. But if between the first two, the heter is going on yayin, so then between the third and the fourth, the issa is going on yayin, but not on mayin. Concludes Tosas Umiyu Rov Amadavar Lishtas. The minig is actually to drink anything, to drink mayim or even yayin. Mayim or even yayin. Like the Rashbam. Not like this Yesh Mefarshim. That yayin is going to be mevatel the time of the matzah. Says Tosas, the Amadavar, the minig ha'olam, is to drink anything after the afikam. When I choshesh, he says, for drinking after the afikam. The gam rav alfa sita mayim v'lo osa rak yayin. And even the Rif, who asks yayin. Rif is the one who obviously says that ben shlishi larvi lo yishta, because he'll be mevatel the time of the matzah, but he's only talking about yayin, not mayim. So fractosis, Rav Yosef Tovelim is a pellet. Rav Yosef Tovelim says that it's also to drink anything after the afikoman, even mayim. Says, where does that come from? The Rashbam says everything is mutter, even yayin. And even the Rif, who says that yayin is also because he'll be mevatel the time of the matzah, but mayim avada should be mutter. So Tosis presents it that there are 3 days. Right? Either that all shtia after the afikoman is asa, or only yayin is asa, or nothing's asa. All shtia is going to be what? So how do we pass that? So comes the Beis Yosef and says the minig is actually not like the way Tosfos says, not like the Amadavar, but rather the minig is like whom? The Rif. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef Where's the Beis Yosef? Oh, this is in packet 30. Kosav Adoni Ovizal, he's quoting from the Torah. Kosav Adoni Ovizal Yeron Midivrei Rav Yosef Tovelim Shaosu Lishtos Achar Arba Kosos V'chulei Ad Sof Asim. Hakol B'Piskei Rosh. V'ha'olam Nagu K'Divrei Harif. The Olam is knowing like the Rif that Mayim is Mutter. The Olam is noig like the Rif. Mikamakom ledivrei Hakol mutar lishtos mayim. So mayim is mutar and only yayin is going to be us. Mayim is mutar, only yayin is going to be us. So what does that mean that yayin is us? Sounds pretty simple. Yayin, asa, mayim, mutter. So the Mefarshim start to, they want to pick out what is it about yayin that makes it us? What is it about yayin that makes it us? To drink after the afikam. So the way Tosus presents it, it's because the yayin is going to be mevatel the time of the afikam. Right? Mevatel the time of the afikam. So comes the Darkei Moshe and quotes from the Ma'ariv Vayel. Ma'ariv Vayel kosta bedroshes the davka mayim kemosha hein sharian avol mayim shenitmedu shakoran apple trunk, some kind of apple drink, right? Apple cider. Gora miayin ve'osar the mevato tama matzah. The Ma'ariv Vayel says that it's not just yayin. It's not a halacha moshe misina that yayin is a problem and everything else is mutter. No, look at what the tam adover is, if you'll pardon the pun. Right? If the problem is taking away the tam of the matzah safikoman, so then any drink that has a powerful tam will be bichlal yayin. It's not a din of yayin, it's a din of a powerful drink. So even apple trunk, even these, you can't say every mayim is mutter, so any type of watery drink, no, if it's a heavy drink, so then that'll be awesome. Because it's mevatel the time of the matzah. That's the Ma'ariv Vayel, the Darkei Moshe b'shem the Ma'ariv Vayel. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Pei Aleph, says according to the Ma'ariv Vayel, what should emerge is that any powerful drink, any strong drink, even if it's not yayin, I'm not sure what is coffee, a strong drink. It's a powerful drink, has a strong taste to it, maybe. Any strong drink you would not be able to have after the matzah safikoman. It's not a din in yayin, it's a din in being mevatel the time of the afikoman. So that would apply to yayin or to any other drink that has a very powerful taste. The Rosh expands this halacha in another interesting way. This is a Rosh in Siman Lamed Gimel. He says, "The minig pasheru shelo lishtos yayin. The minig is not to drink yayin after the afikoma. The Pirish HaRamzal, Rabbeinu Meir, Aram Rutenberg, explains, Tam leminig lefishachayiv adam lasa kol alayla bilchas pesach b'yitzias mitzrayim. L'saper b'nisim uv'neflo shaslan ha-kadosh baruch hu v'lavoseinu ad shetach defenu sheinu. V'yishte yishtaker." Says the Rosh, the problem is that you have to be osek in sipiyatis ratzayim kol alayla. Hachi amina betosefta chayvadam lasa bilchas pesach biyatis mitzrayim kol alayla. The Tosefta says you're supposed to be learning lamdisha lima in hilchas pesach. He says not just in sipiyatis ratzayim, but in hilchas pesach too. Achetach tefenu sheina. We spoke about this rush. Achetach tefenu sheina. That's the mafsik. That's mevatel the mitzvah. If you drink, then you might become drunk, and then you won't be able to be also considered as a tzrayim kol alayla. So the Rosh does pick on the idea of yishtaker, that the problem is not bittul tam hamatzah, but rather that you'll be mishtaker. But yet he expands it to the entire night, not just that you'll be mishtaker and you won't say hallel. He says the problem is that you'll be mishtaker and then forget about halal. You won't be osik and sipiyat yisrael time the whole night. According to the Rosh, it's not limited to before saying halal. Even after halal, you will not be able to drink wine. Because you might be mishtaker, you might get drunk, you might fall asleep, and then you won't do sipiyat yisrael time appropriately. You're supposed to be osik, kol alayla, sipiyat yisrael time, and in hilchas pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Rosh, what should emerge is that you can't drink any midi de mishaker, any intoxicating beverage. It's not yayin, it's not limited to yayin. Any intoxicating beverage might be a problem. But I don't know what intoxicating beverages we have that are kosher l'Pesach that are not yayim. I'm sorry? Cognac. Okay, I'm not so familiar with these different things. Okay, but that's the point, right? Nisvara, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, it's not a dinim yayin, it's a dinim being mishtaker. It's a dinim being mishtaker. Just like the Dr. Moshe's Mahari Vial says it's not a dinim yayin, it's a dinim a powerful drink. The Rosh is saying, it's not a dinim a powerful drink. We're not focused on the Tama Matzah. We're focused on not being mishtaker, so that you'll be able to be also conceived as its own kol alayla. So that is not limited to yayin. Any mashka mishaka would be a problem. But there's one sheet in the Rishonim that turns everything on its head. What is yayin about? Is it really a din in yayin b'chalal? Are we talking about being mevatel the time of the matzah safikoman? Are we talking about being mishtaker and not saying halel, or being mishtaker and not fulfilling Sipiyot Yetzer Hatzorayim properly? There's another Rishon that says, no, there's really a different time here b'chalal. There's a different time b'chalal. After all, if you recall, what did Tosfos do? He quotes the Rav Yosef Tovelin, and he asks on him. He says it's very difficult. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, how can you aser any kind of shtia after matzah safikoman? The Gemara only talks about achila; it doesn't talk about shtia. So, what could be the aser of shtia? If there's a problem of bittul tam matzah, so why did the Gemara mention shtia? What's the answer to that question? So comes the Ran and says, no, there's a totally different reason why you can't drink after the afikoman. What's the problem? Let's see the Ran together inside. Chof Zayin Amad Aleph and Dap Yalit. Umandat sochi, someone who's thirsty. Lesle reshusa lemishti alamaya avochamer lo. Zoi svaras agaonim v'harav alfasi zal desfir lehu dekeben detona chamishi omer lev halal agodol amad abalavachi osele lemishti basa kos revi. Says the Ran, someone who's thirsty cannot drink yayin. But why? What's the reason that he can't drink yayin? V'lo mishum matzah, he says. He immediately throws out, it's not because of emaftir nacha. Acha matzah afikom. Lo mishum matzah. Sharek far shosi achareh shtei kosos. You hear the Ran's kasha? What's the Ran's proof that it's mutter to drink after matzah afikom? What's his proof? It has to be that it's mutter to drink. Not just water. It's mutter to drink wine. Beferish. It's mutter to drink wine. Why? Why? We all drink wine after the afikom. Mordechai? The third and fourth kosos are after the afikoman. What's the whole sukkah talking about? What's toast system? It's the chapella. What could be the issa to drink? Water. Even wine. We drink wine. Two kosos of wine after the afikoman. The whole sukkah is a pellet from beginning to end. Frekt around. What's the issue? It's obviously not bittul tama matzah. Can't be that. V'od amru kagon tumarim v'kloyos v'gozim v'mine michla v'mine mishti alo. He also asks Tosfos kasha. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about mishtia. But the first kasha of the Ran is even more compelling. We drink two kosos of yayin. So how can you say that it's us to drink yayin because it will be mevato the time of the matzah? Come on. Elatam adover kdei shlo yei mosif al arba kosos. V'nirik mishamaskel b'seder acher. V'rot zelech ol pesach matzah umora. V'nimnen al shnei pesachim ke'echad. You can't be nimnan to karbonos pesach. You can only be nimna one carbon pesach. Says the Ran, if you're going to drink extra kosos after the third and the fourth, if you're going to drink more yayin, so then it looks like you want to start the Seder again. You want to have another four kosos. You want to eat the carbon pesach again. It looks like you want to eat the carbon pesach and that you want to be nimna on two pesach, and that you can't do. It's nirikimosif ala kosos, says the Ran. That's the problem. It's not a problem that maybe you'll be mishtaker and you won't say halal. Or maybe you'll be mishtaker and you won't fulfill Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim Karoi Kol Alayla. And it's not because maybe you'll be mevatel the time of the matzah. No, it has nothing to do with that, says the Ran. It can't have anything to do with being mevatel the time of the matzah. Because we do drink wine after the Afikoman. We drink the Kosher Shlishi and the Kosher Vi. It's a totally new reason, says the Ran. Nira Kamosif ala Kosus. Nira Kamosif ala Kosus. Because it looks like you want to start the Seder again. That's the problem. And it looks like you want to be Nimna on Shnei Pesachim Ke'efa. Zokter of David Feinstein, in his Haggadah Kol Dodi, says, L'chor, according to the Ran, what can't you drink after the Afikoman? What can't you drink? Mishnah Berurah says the same thing, yes? No? Yayin or what? Or anything else that what? That you could drink for Dalet Kosos. What can you drink for Dalet Kosos? So this is totally b'machlokas. We discussed this at great length. There are some who claim that you don't necessarily need yayin for Dalet Kosos. What other things could you drink for Dalet Kosos? What's the phrase? Two words? Chamar Medina, exactly. If you hold, right, remember, what's this dependent on? If you hold that Dalet Kosos is just a kosher brocha, and it's not a shasiyah derecheres, so it could be that even Chamar Medina is enough. Because just like you can make kiddush on Chamar Medina, you could use Chamar Medina for Dalet Kosos too. What's the difference? The charet should be the same. So if the problem of drinking after the Afikoman is not an issue of Kadesh Lo Yishtaker, or not an issue of being Mevatel the time of the matzah, but rather it's Nira Kamosif ala Kosos, so then the Chorit should be Osa to drink Yayin or Chamar Medina, because that also could be used for Dalet Kosos. Not according to every Shita, but you have to be Machmer. That maybe you could be Yotze, at least Tosos on Tzadi Testament base would say that Dalet Kosos is a dinner kosher bracha, and you could be otze with Chamar Medina. So you'd have to be Machmer and Chamar Medina. That's a big chumrah. That's a big chumrah. And the question is how to define Chamar Medina. Some say tea is Chamar Medina. So you can have a tea after the Seder. It's a big chumrah. We're not just talking about yayin anymore. We're not just talking about Eppeltrank, you know, some strong drink. We're not just talking about cognac or whatever. Right? We're talking about tea. I mean, a lot of people would like to have a tea after the Seder, right? If they're still awake after the Seder. So it's not so poshut. According to the Ran, if you could be Yotze Dalet Kosos with Chamar Medina, then maybe it should be also to have Chamar Medina after the Afikoman. Not because of Bittul Tama Matzah, but because it looks like you want to start the Seder again. Not after the Afikoman, but after the fourth kos. After you finish the third and the fourth kos, you can't drink then. Because it looks like you want to start the Seder again. It's interesting. According to the Ran, maybe you would be able to have a tea between the third and the fourth kos. Because it doesn't look like you're starting a new Seder until you have four koses. Not sure. So all these days are quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. These three opinions. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Pei Aleph writes, Achar Arba Kosos Inar Asher Lishtos Yayin Elamayim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rif, like the Beis Yosef. I mean, he is the Beis Yosef. Right? The Rif, that Mayim is Mutter, but Yayin is Osir. But says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Katan Aleph, but there are many Taimim that are given in the Poskim for this. Some say it so that you'll be able to have CPT around the whole night. You shouldn't be Mishtaker. So this is going to that. Any Midi de Mishaker would be a problem. And some say it's because of Nira Kamosav Alakosos, like the Ran. According to him, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chamar Medina would also be awesome. Not just Yayin. And then he says that there are some who say, Kedesh lo yisbatel kamatza mipiv. Says, according to that, any mashke chazak, any strong mashke would be a problem. Even if it's not Chamar Medina, even if it's not Mishakim. But he says that we come up Kosra Khonim the Ingber Vasser, Vahuadinte, O Eppeltrank. That's all mutter, because it's not Mevatel the Tama Matzah. I'm not sure, you have to figure out which Eppeltrank he's talking about. Obviously there are different drinks that they're discussing. You know, maybe a watered down apple juice. Maybe a watered down apple juice is not an Eppeltrank. That's a light mashke, it's like water. It's just a little bit of a taste in it. Efshem and Kenzogin, that's also permissible. if a person really needs it. You feel they feel water is not enough. The pashut pshat is water is permissible. People think I can't eat anything. You know, after the afikoman, can't eat, I can't drink nothing. It's not true. You can drink water. It's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch that you can drink water. Once you're going beyond water, so then it becomes tricky. Is it a strong mashke? Is it not a strong mashke? Is it chamar medina? Is it not chamar medina? Yayin I definitely wouldn't drink. But I don't think most people want to drink yayin at the end of the seder. But the question is, what other drinks would be permissible? It's not so poshut. So the best thing is to stick to the water. Water is definitely mutter. There's no problem. We pass in like the Rif that water is permissible. Okay. Questions? Yes. Natana. It's still a hemshech. We're now gonna talk about kos chamishi. So it could be kos chamishi is viewed as a hemshech. If the halal gadol is seven kos chamishi, that doesn't look like a new beginning. If you wouldn't say something on the kos chamishi, then that might be more of a problem. Okay. Okay. You know what? Instead of starting kos chamishi now, let's stop. We'll have Akiva see him. I don't want to pressure anyone. And we'll start Kos Chamishi, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. We'll do Kos Chamishi tomorrow. I don't think it's a full shir. And then in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start to move on to the next sugya. Next sugya is the Zman of the Afikoman. When's the Zman Achilas Afikoman? We know the Zman of Matzah is within a certain window, Tzeisah Kol Chavim, until Chatzos. Right? The Mitzvah Salayla between Tzeisah Kol Chavim until Chatzos is the Zman of Afikoman governed by the same rule, and what happens if it's late? Which often happens, right? It's late, and you're not going to finish the Afikoman before Chatzos. So what do you do? There's a big discussion about that. So after we finish Kos Chamishi, then we'll move to that sukkah. Okay, Akiva, the Chavos.